I'm so thankful to our Jesus for the changed lives. Wonderful. It's wonderful to see how the body of Christ restores. And it's wonderful to see when people have options, amen? People have options to choose something. Okay, beloved family, I'll say this. I will go into a very unique word, and hopefully the name of the message will not scare you. So I'll tell you this before I go into the word. Let's right away welcome those of us that are with us online. On my feed, we bless you. We're so thankful that you're with us. So I'll say this, that
обычно я, знаете, создаю тему, или она приходит ко мне, когда какие-то определенные моменты сложились, что-то было, что-то где-то
together,
реально надоело, или ты просто
really смотрел на ситуацию,
и ты просто высвобождаешь какие-то моменты в тело Христа. Итак, я скажу, дорогие,
so
тема называется «Гибрид» или
«Hybrid» or «Breed of Satan».
Окей? Okay? Интересно, да? Я так скажу, дорогие, сейчас
I'll
будет еще
tell you this. Interesting, right?
Итак, дорогие, гибрид.
So, beloved, hybrid. What is a hybrid?
Believe me.
You're not sure what I'm going to say if you think that you are. No, you're missing it. Today we'll talk about a very unique area or our level that remains unseen. So, the dictionary, the word hybrid,
оно переводится как помесь.
It translates as a mixture, hybrid, or has different mixtures in it. Often, our family, we talk about the truth and lies. We've talked about white and black. We talk about hate and love. What if, upon this earth, just think, together with me, there is a completely different level of people that in majority remains unnoticeable. No one preaches on them, no one talks about them.
This level,
with them, everything is a mixture. There's no black or white, there's just gray. Have you ever thought of that? Beloved, today I want to talk to you about a hybrid, about a mixture. Beloved family, no matter how much we want, I'll say this, we have to understand that through all God's desires, we don't live in a black and white world. You understand? We don't live in a black and white world. What is a black and white world? This is black and this is white. We live together in a deep gray world. You're with me. And if inside, remain this area or sphere unnoticed, not understand within time. Because in our heads, all our lives we have truth, lies, isn't it so? This man is from the truth. This guy is not from the truth. This person is white, this is black. Let me tell you
that
there are completely different people as well. And beloved, if within time you don't grow up spiritually and you leave these things unnoticed, first of all, you might turn into hybrid yourself.
If
you will not deal with your moments, right now we will go deeper, and I will explain. I'll say this. This message is for people that think that maybe want to find answers to their questions. Maybe the spirit of the world is trying to make you a hybrid. Hybrid is a mixture of two worlds. Hybrid is a mixture of two spirits. Hybrid is something that is able to live with the other. We live in a gray world. I'm not speaking about the world as that world. I'm talking about church world. We live in a gray world. And I'll say this, beloved, you know, the devil picks and chooses unique keys to the church. And I'll say this, for
взрослого, он некоторые вещи высмотрит, хотя нет.
He'll notice certain things, but maybe not all. But when you, if you're a baby in Christ, you aren't aware. You could be 80 or 70 year old, a grandma or grandpa, and still be a baby in Christ. We're not talking about your age. We're talking about your spirit age. your communion with God. So you can get caught on this sort of type of ministries, churches, individuals, on their services. And I'll say this here in the process, you might not notice. If you in time will not deal with certain moments in your life, you'll start to accept and live with certain things. Listen, right now I want to prepare this interesting platform, and then we will go deeper into this moment. So, we live in a gray world where gray generation controls, where the majority of boundaries have been erased, and there is no clear line between black and white. Everyone places a line wherever it's profitable for them in today's situation and at this current time in our life. You understand what I'm saying, church? So, what is a hybrid? Hybrid is a man. It doesn't say that you're battling certain things. I'm not speaking on that. I'm saying right now about individuals that easily accepted to live a certain level of uncleanliness in their life till the end, not completely leaving the paths of righteousness, but pretending that you are in with the program. So, beloved, do you know that there is an enemy that speaks your language?
You know,
we used to experiencing attacks, and we say, the devil is going against me. You know, we used to receive blows from the dark world of Satan. You know what, beloved? The devil really knows. He wasn't born yesterday. And for people like us, he has attacks that are ready. And, beloved, you know, there's an enemy that speaks your language, that speaks your dialect. There are individuals, I'll say this, ministries, whatever, that Satan uses. Are you with me? Listen to me very carefully. So, every one of us, Satan, on a certain level of life, will try to go against us, or to mix us, you understand, to mix us and to move through us by controlling us. And I'll say this, have you noticed that people that don't want to leave certain things in their lives, for those that are of the same spirit as them, they're searching for teachings. You know, there are churches that they allow smoking and drinking alcohol, and there are very unique things. There are certain things that are allowed, many different things that are unclean. There is not a clear line. There is no battle. Everything is a mixture, and the line shifts according to opportunity where it's profitable for you today. Today, this line is right here where I need it today. So, look, you know, beloved, I was shocked that the devil has subcategories that speak your language. I've noticed that no matter what level you are at, there are things, there are individuals, there's information, let's say that, that picks and chooses her path towards your heart. There are people that at a certain moment, if you are not ready, they'll sit down with you and they'll talk to you. For instance, your close ones, and they will find the key to your heart. They will play at that moment where you did not battle, you were not victorious. Either that's pride or self-love, certain things that you don't want to leave behind. There will be a game played on those things, and you'll say, they don't love me, or in this church you can't make it. Why is it that people say that? Because they did not want to leave certain level of dirt in their life. They want to enter as this whole package. This is why the truth is not popular, because the truth cuts and separates in two. This is why when you start speaking the truth, people say, oh, it's from the Satan, this is heresy, this is the devil. Why? Because this radical line is being drawn. You know that God is not gray, church. God is not gray. And you know, I repented and renounced this gray life, and then someone will ask me, so what does it mean? Everything is all good for you? You're all holy? No. You don't understand. We all would make mistakes, but did you accept to live with this level of uncleanliness or this level of sin in your life? If you accepted it, then the devil says, okay, step number one, complete. Do you know that to bring the church out of the move, you simply would just have to accept certain level of uncleanliness in your life? And then the church is made up of people that are born from above, but they're not moving. Church desires to see the move of God, but not that powerful of a move. Church desires for God to change or to cover me in His glory, but not to reveal everything that I have. You're with me? We desire for God to use me, but that, so that no one would ever dig in my personal life. You with me?
And you know, this
generation was born. More and more, I encounter people like that. They come up to me and start erasing my lines. Where the Lord has placed it.
Знаете, чем мне понравился Исаия?
You know why I love Isaiah? You know, sometimes we think, oh, prophets, this is it. Isaiah standing there says, I am the man with unclean lips that lives amongst the people that are what? That have unclean lips. Beloved, did you really acknowledge yourself? Did you stop lying to yourself?
Did you
take all of this aside, put it all in a suitcase and said, you know what? I'm sorry, but we're not going to deal with this situation. That's how my life is. But I love you. You know what I'm saying? Today we'll be shooting a little closer than usually. That's why it'll be quiet. There will not be a lot of amens. And I understand the situation. Because we'll get to certain things today that your heart maybe is battling right now. The problem is not that you have to drop everything, cleanse yourself. That's religion. It tries to draw this line for you that you can't deal with today. For instance, a 2-year-old cannot drive a car. I'll say this, a person that's, for instance, 10 years old, finish some sort of university if he's not like a wonder child. So he's a small child, it is not possible most of the time. It doesn't say that he's not going to achieve it eventually. Inside of me, Isaiah was truthful with God regarding himself. He said, I am a man with a non-clean lips. He says, son, because of that, that's why I purify your lips right now and touch them. Beloved, how many of us are ready to accept in this life that we're not there where we should be?
Even
we're not in that level. You know what? How many people come up to me and say, don't say this? Let's not go this way. Let's not go there. Do not write about that. Please, when you preach, do not touch this. And I look how the devil, little by little, tries, you know, to find a key to me. He tries one, two different things. This doesn't work. Another one.
They
constantly try to stick keys and try to speak my language. Someone tries to enter into that my very being and try to discern what is it that I really want. And you know what? As sad as it is, the devil found the key to majority. They made a pact with majority. You know what? That gray individuals, they have invisible contract with darkness. It sounds like this. Darkness says, we will not touch you if you will not touch us. You know, there's neutral waters. We don't go onto your side, and you don't come into our side. In other words, what does the devil do? He says, if you're going to come to us, you know, you have a problem. And the devil plays these games. But you first of all has to say, yes, I have a problem. I hate this problem. And I'm the person that has unclean lips, and I live with these people that have unclean lips. I want to change that. I am not playing and sitting right now at the table of negotiation and negotiate where I'm going to go, where I'm not going to go.
Oh,
if you'd only knew how many there are unspoken, invisible contracts that have been made in today's church. How many quietly signed some of these things. We're not going to pray loud. We're not going to do it. Of course, you never proclaimed it. You never said it, but subconsciously, everything is downloaded, and that is why, no matter what you scream from podium or speak, you speak with people that have made a pact, these invisible contracts, and as soon as they have some sort of desire, they come out and say, please pray for me. And you say, yes, forward. And then the time goes by, he goes back, and then there's a voice in the inside that says, I don't advise you. I don't advise you doing this right now because you've signed the contract. We're going to reveal everything. And you should say, go ahead, do it. Take it all off. I want to have clean lips. You know where God cannot help, where we don't allow Him to help us, where everything is taken care of. Oh, look how quiet it is today. So quiet. So unique. Or everyone who screams are visiting Hooper's service today. Oh, this is the quiet category today. Okay. Some sitting and thinking, maybe I should have went to visit Hooper's ministry. What is this message? Beloved, I'm that person, you know? You know where you went. I first of all want to see freedom and power. I first of all tell God, check me like David, test my heart so that I would not be on a dangerous path.
When
we will be truthful with ourselves, church, when will we ask God to reveal our motives? Oh, that is dangerous territory. What do you mean, reveal my motives? Reveal God, open them up and change me. Okay. Are you with me? I understand it's quiet, but sometimes move so I know you're here. Because, beloved, you know what I'm doing right now? I am warning you as my family that every one of you has potential to become a hybrid. And do not lose Christ. How is that? Like that. We live amongst people that are hybrids. And some of you can sit and say amen, but inside someone is screaming out, what was that today? Today was heart to heart. You know, I tell you this. I had a serious battle for this message not to release it into the body of Christ. Because the devil likes... He doesn't want to open up the gray agents. He doesn't want for you to ask questions regarding everyone and everything and yourself. Beloved, tell me, how often do we catch ourselves in gray motives and in gray lives? Oh, truthful people say, oh yeah, wow, sitting there and I am trying to make a pact with myself. There could be different situations, many different situations. I'm not going to situations. There's so many different options.
But how often
do we try to negotiate within ourselves? You delete or erase with your own hands that line as they've been drawn by God, the line of truth for you. What is the big deal? Come on, just a little bit. I'm not really doing anything horrible. Gray generation, gray churches, gray ministries, gray pastors. We live in gray lives. God was speaking about lukewarmness. He says it's better for you to be hot or cold. He explained this, but beloved, he says, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth because you smell. You're a mixture of two flows or two streams, you understand? Of clean stream and this mixture of this disgusting thing that comes together, and you're a mixture of this, now it's unclean, the mixture of two rivers.
Какая тишина!
Look how quiet it is today. I don't even have to scream. Usually you have to scream louder than amen. It's so awesome. Look, and you know what? You know who's preaching more today? It's the Holy Spirit inside of your heart. I'm just pointing, like, pointing finger here and here, but the Holy Spirit inside of you is leading you, and you are scanning your heart. You know what, beloved? This is real good. I do this to myself every day. I tell him, Daddy, beloved, please check my heart, because I'm a man, and I am not insured from falling. We are all on the battlefield, beloved. I'm speaking this message. For me, maybe in certain areas, this is a hard message to reveal certain things. You know, I want to warn you and maybe protect some of you, because when the Holy Spirit starts leading me to certain message, that means that there are people here or there that maybe are way beyond that line. Do you know that?
Just need to say
lies a couple of times, and then
you don't need to
make any more lies. You just have to cover it and hide that lie all your life. Again, I'll repeat it. People, majority of people, they don't need to lie much in their lives. They just have to do certain real, I'll say this, unclean things here. 1, 2, 3, and that's it. All your life now to hide all that. But then what goes in there is lies, compromise, manipulation, so you could just hold on to your image. You don't longer lie. You're just hiding. 15-year-old lies. You're just simply a hybrid right now. You're standing there with your arms raised. And God even covers you with His glory. But do you know what I found? That our God is wonderful. If you give Him your heart at 100%, He'll take it. If you give Him 15%, He will work with those 15%. You will experience God with this 15%, but until 1% remains that hungers for God, He'll touch that 1%. Through 1% will try to fix you or to direct you. That is our God. He even loves the gray ones. It doesn't matter for Him. What He cares about is your heart. Do you understand? He cares about, did you accept this to live with us? Or you said, God, even if I fell, I tell you, I hate this, and I refuse to accept this. Just like Isaiah says, I am a man of unclean lips. God, look at me. Clean me. Cleanse me. Today, it's not without pretty phrases. Today we're thinking. Today it's quietly scanning our hearts. What if I, right now, live in a mixture? What if I am right now finding myself every day? You know who lives on roller coasters? Christians. Hybrids.
Because
one day you're up high, the other day you're in the most horrible thing. Only because you have allowed the devil to live on your territory, controlling you. And everything that he controls you, he says, oh, you're going to reveal this? I'm going to reveal you. Don't speak to him. Reveal him and says, you know what? God will deal with me. My father will deal with this. He sees everything anyway. So, I found this at the devil. He has a subcategory of individuals that speak my language. You know what? I've noticed the most. Sometimes we lose people that found a place where they have accepted to live as hybrids. People point onto that area of pain. No one is being like a coach and tells, why don't you fix this? Get rid of it. Let's pray together for this to leave your life. No, they sit together and whine and say, yeah, no one understands us. Our situation is so misunderstood. No one wants to understand it. All of this happens because we live in a generation of hybrids that have been brought up by the spirit of this age so that the devil can control the world through this generation. We cannot impart the truth because we are living a double standard life. You know, how I want for God to bring us to the real truth, church, to true source. All of us, somewhere, maybe dirtied a little bit. God doesn't care about that physically. He cares if your heart is not dirtied. If your heart does not accept the fact that something is happening to you within your body, He'll always give you a chance. You know what? My heart always remains clean before God because I don't even accept my own mistakes. Are you sat down at the table of negotiations with your problems so you can figure something out with your problems so now that this problem would have place in your life and then this mistake starts dominating in your life? Interesting. You know, the devil not only uses darkness. Let's just get that out of our head. The devil uses the mixture, the hybrids of different ourselves, we don't understand. You know, I encountered people that were not delivered completely from witchcraft, and they now preach God, and they perform tricks of darkness. Hear me? By lying to themselves, a hybrid, he is speaking about Jesus Christ here. Right here, he's calling God Daddy. And right here, for the eye, for the person that sees only with their natural eyes and not their spirit, these individuals show tricks, just a regular trickster, of just like a street magician, you can call it, and people are going, wow, and they've considered that as the great power of God. You have to consider the great power of God. It's not that just someone performed a trick. The life changed. With someone's lives changed and transformed, that is true sign and a wonder. Because imagine how much we work on ourselves and you can't fix anything. Only God can do that. Only the designer can touch you. And you come out from his presence completely different and you no longer want to go back. That is supernatural. You know, certain hybrids that we can see in the scripture. If you know me, you know I'll prove it to you on the Bible. There are certain hybrids that we can see, beloved, that really shock me. Let's read certain things. Well, at least their names. Samson. Uh-huh. Saul. Okay, let's stop with these two. Let's move on. Saul and Samson, were they called by God? Were they possessed and used by the devil? Easy. Both of them. At the same time, right here, he's going because of the word of the prophet. Says that Saul was amongst prophets, and right here, he's going to the witch.
Samson,
right here, is going, and he is victorious over the enemy, and here he goes in dirt, and he's sleeping with women, and he's selling his dreams to the enemy, and all of this is all together mixed. We're so used to hearing black and white, there's no other way. Uh-huh. What category are you in? Getting closer, huh? Question? If everyone else would just sit down at the table, then we'd have different black and white things. For someone, this is not black. For someone, is horrible, is black. So what is the truth? We've talked about what is the truth. The truth is someone, not something. The truth is someone, not something that you read and you just got to know the truth. Truth is someone that enters into you and transforms you, changes you. Did you allow the truth to transform you? Or truth is just like the soul. Here is anointing for the king, and right here, possessed, where David is needed, again, that plays, an anointing comes and the demon comes down, leaves him.
Интересная позиция.
Interesting position, church.
Я в ней не хочу быть.
I don't want to be in it.
Я не хочу.
I don't want to be in it.
И поэтому, говоря честно,
myself and to my family, local and virtual,
I am begging you, beloved, pay attention.
Look at your heart in the contracts that are signed right there, beginning Monday morning, church.
You
get in your car, start driving to work. Right away, you have a conversation, not with the devil, with yourself.
Ну не так ли?
Isn't it so?
Уже не.
Right
здесь
away.
Не надо делать вид. О,
hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
О, меня касается.
Oh, God is touching me right now.
Как сегодня было.
Oh, how wonderful it was today.
Здесь ты едешь и.
And here you're driving and.
У тебя начинается честный разговор.
Вы знаете, Богу нравится having a great conversation. Oh, God loves truthful people.
Мне кажется, что меньше всего Бог находится в церковных зданиях.
I think God is not really in
Потому
church buildings
здесь...
because...
You know what? Because
people aren't really being themselves here, not even speaking their hearts out, truthfully. Isn't it amen or not amen? Right here, we're sitting all pretty and representatives of the body of Christ. I'm not against that. You look real good. You're all pretty. But are you the same over there? Think about it. If you're the same, they have nothing against you. But often it's not that. After you encounter someone, some say, Pastor, be with me a week so that I could just keep control over myself. I told him, don't worry, you're going to get used to me within this 1 week and continue doing the same thing. Because what's holding you back is not the church.
Amen?
Because church is over, ministries are over, pastor's not around you all the time, and you don't need to show off in front of anybody anymore. Now you're one and one with yourself, and that's where you have a truthful conversation. A wonderful message today. Remember Eli, the high priest, and two of his anointed sons. Remember them? You know that was a real hybrid.
It's
people that were ministering. Do you remember they were priests? They were standing and representing God to people. They would bring to receive offering by blessing the people because according to the line, genealogical line of Eli, they were have been selected by God. But God himself says, Eli, you were not bringing up your children. Let's forget about Eli. Let's just imagine. Eli is a person that was not taking care of his sons. Imagine that are his sons is situations inside of him. And he allowed all these situations to just do whatever they want in their lives. So when you read the scriptures, don't just read them as like stories. Sometimes read them as illustration of spiritual elements in our days. Beloved, can you imagine yourself? Here's Eli. Here's the temple, but inside, are those two dirty sons that have nothing in common with God for a while. They worship, they raise hands, they bring offerings. But right here, they say that they're sleeping with women on the side, they're doing dirty things right there in the temple. What is that? You know?
Мне иногда настолько тяжело.
Sometimes it's so hard for me.
Вы знаете, я не воюю.
You know what? I'm not battling
с миром тьмы.
With the world,
знаете, что мы
darkness, realm of darkness. You know, mostly what we battle
дорогие
are hybrids,
love.
Tell me who were Pharisees?
Гибрид здесь.
Hybrids, right here.
He is giving his tithes,
and right here he calls Jesus
сыном дьявола.
The son of Satan.
Что это?
What is that?
Это дух.
That is the spirit.
Другими словами,
in other words,
дал ли ты офнию финиесу распоясаться внутри
two sons
себя?
To run loose inside of you.
Слушайте сюда. У каждого из нас есть.
Every one of us might have these individuals. Every one of us.
Even
the quietest girl,
the
nicest girl, she has them inside. It's for us. She's just so innocent. But inside, there's a battle for survival.
Претендуют жить. жить тоже.
And they are saying that they need to
Они
live
тоже
as well.
Говорят, а что это, мы твои дети?
They say,
и мы тоже хотим.
We're your children?
Жить.
We want to live?
И Бог говорит Илию за то, что ты
and
не
God
обуздывал,
him,
не
because
словами,
you did not stop Hophni and Phinehas.
Ты побеждаешь до тех пор, пока
you're
ты противостоишь.
While you're resisting it.
Ты побеждаешь, пока ты не соглашаешься с этим.
When you don't accept it.
Пока ты говоришь нет.
When you say no.
Но когда ты сел за стол
but
переговора,
when you sat down at the table of or you just quieted down, and here's Hophni and Phinehas just running loose in life. Sometimes they get to such extent that now, besides Hophni and Phinehas, there is no one in your life. They take everything. You know that
our diseases,
they're not trying to find a small place in our life. They're trying to captivate, take everything, take the pedestal of our lives. This is why people, those that occasional drinkers, casual drinkers, they become like alcoholic pigs that no longer are with their pinky out just drinking, occasionally sniffing it and eating a cookie or a cracker with cheese. They don't exist. Then the dose gets bigger and now you're no longer eating crackers and cheese. You're smelling your stinky sleeve.
Потом тебе даже уже не
and
надо,
then,
ты уже жрёшь,
you no longer need
попало.
That. You're
ты
eating
свинья,
whatever. You're like a pig, you're like a swine.
Всё, что ты ищешь,
everything that you're searching
ты
for.
Занюхивать, тут бы нажраться no чего-то и отрубиться на неделю.
Just need to get drunk and knock yourself out for a week. You know
тебя
that
сожрать.
It's,
оно не просто
it's after you
жить.
To eat you. Just want to live with you. Let these Hophni and Phinehas into your life just to hang out. Oh, yeah. Everything's going to start proper. We'll finish up. You know what I'm saying. Look.
Итак, сразу попрошу не путать
so right away,
тех,
say,
кто согрешил и споткнулся. Все понимают,
да?
Все
согрешают,
все спотыкаются. Давид спотыкался,
right and left.
Кто-то понимает,
sinned,
у него
understand.
Были реальные
ошибки. He had real problems, real sins, he had real things that he was doing. But he
знаете,
would get out of it. You know, there's a difference
between
traitor Judah and traitor Peter. Both of them betrayed Jesus. They renounced, he said, I don't know him.
Но тот
but
предал, а тот был предатель. Кто-то видит разницу между этими
totally
двумя словами? Предатель,
treason,
а тот просто
was just a traitor.
Другими словами, к нему подошел момент,
betrayed
с которым он не справился, а Иуда, он был захвачен,
Judas
он был
totally
предатель. Это была функция.
A traitor, that was his function.
Потому что внутри
because
этот дух работал.
That was
он работает
on
в каждом из нас.
In,
и если мы с вами в церкви Христа
согласимся,
мы с вами превращаемся в гибрид, который здесь же молится.
Right here, praise,
и здесь же,
right away,
не дай Бог
here,
тебя
Lord,
кто-нибудь
mercy,
увидит в определенное время дня или ночи. И ты такой,
and you're like, ooh,
церковь, я понимаю,
church, I understand there's not, we're not going to have much amens here.
Родные, поверьте,
but beloved, believe me, I'm doing this with love because the time has come. I'm sorry that not everyone is here. They'll listen to it later.
Гибриды — это те, кто согласился послушать внимательно, жить в определенном уровне чистоты, при этом делая вид, что живут в истине. Вот он. Смотри. Это то, что Библия называет лицемерием. Эти личности, два мира, два мнения, они запросто могут жить в грехе, в лжи и чистоте, при всем этом держать в руках Библию, делать вид, что они отстаивали
истину.
Вот почему у людей, реально, просто у людей простых, у них конфуз.
Simple people, they are confused. How can you speak against pastors? Not everyone who holds the Bible and stands behind the podium are pastors. You're with me. Just like not all Eli's and Hophni and Phinehas are priests. There are people that have been
and
the Holy Spirit has departed from them because they're sick in their hearts and they are compromised. Why? Because they have chosen their own destiny. And God told them, you, are spawns of the devil. He told them clearly, and they grabbed stones. You know what? For God. You know why Paul and Saul, he was not successful to become a hybrid? You know why? Because Saul was persecuting the church, thinking that he is doing it for God. God. He wasn't persecuting the church just for fun, like Pharisees. You know how he resurrected Lazarus. He knew that Lazarus was resurrected. There were plenty of proof that Jesus is really saying the truth, who he is. There's the proof right here. Signs and wonders right here. The whole world is following him. What do we do?
Павел гнал церковь.
Saul was persecuting the church. Saul was persecuting the church. Was after him. But he was doing it with good motives.
Бог просто увидел
God saw this awesome heart and said, hey.
Он просто не знает меня.
He just doesn't know me. He revealed himself to him. And he says, who are you? You know who tells God who are you? The one that doesn't know him. You're with me. You don't say, who are you? If you know God, if you're born from above, and you constantly commune with him, you have a relationship, you're not going to tell God who are you, because he's with you, always working. He's your family. And when he will appear before you in any form, you will discern him. You're your father. And so the light was shining, and there was a voice. Saul, Saul, why are you doing this? And he says, who are you? I am not really persecuting anybody. I'm going against Satan. He says, no, I am the one that you are going against. And here, right there, bam, finished. And he was converted into the servant of God. 3 days, it says that he was blind, he was fasting. After 3 days, it was a completely different individual life, because he was not accepting any of this stuff. You know, you can accept living problems. You know that many unbelievers, they don't know Jesus, they are not hybrids, and they don't want to live. They live truthfully. And God says, I want these individuals for myself. I want them into the kingdom, because when I will call them, they will not lie, not to themselves and not to anybody else. I understand. This message is not popular. You know what? Darkness, wait, darkness is not God. But there are hybrids that he works on every day. And you simply need to reveal all of it. Just and shut this and allow this process to take over. Every day, listen. This line will go further. And further in the process you will drop the church, you will drop all your friends in the process, you will even leave your husband and wife at least in blameless and impurity, because you will not be able to be together. Two spirits are like two magnets, they will push each other aside, because one wants to go this way and the other one accepted to live in a completely different area. Interesting. Listen.
В гибридов не превращаются за ночь.
You do not turn on into hybrid overnight. It's a process. It's a lengthy process where people don't want to change their ways. Holy Spirit works on you. And you're making up excuses. The Holy Spirit says, don't look at this. Don't touch it. Don't say that. Repent. Repent. Ask for forgiveness. Get up. Get up. Say, it's not mine. I don't want it. 10 times you fell. Get up 10 times.
Неважно, важно состояние сердца твоего.
What's important is the condition of your heart. You know how many times you fall in a day.
Не сколько ты в день раз спотыкнулся, а сколько ты в день раз согласился не жить с этим.
Accept not to live without in the day. And through all these attacks you're saying, no. In the eyes of God, you are a powerful and a strong individual.
Бог за ночь может вот так. Ты заснешь с проблемой, проснешься без.
You will fall asleep with a problem, wake up without it. But sometimes God wants to see
you and accept it. Sometimes
certain things in our lives, my beloved family, with the fact that I really don't want to say it, but they remain
so that
test and check who we are. Not here, but over there, where no one sees us and no one knows us. What goes through it? What sort of process goes through me? Who am I on the inside?
Ты не пришел на служение.
You didn't come to a service. You came into a building to hear some dude.
Ты и Бог, он везде, вон там.
You and God, God is everywhere. Over there, you don't have some sort of space. You didn't come just to visit God. You never left him yesterday or day before yesterday. Okay? There's no more of God here than there is in your car or on the bus stop or at work, whatever it is that you're doing. God is the same everywhere. Sometimes people say, oh, there's God is here, you can feel it so much more. And tell me, where is the one that is everywhere? Where is he not? Physically, not possible for the one that is everywhere not to be everywhere. Some say, oh, you're speaking in God's church. David says, I will go into the depths of Hades. God cannot not come.
Потому что у него имя есть церковь.
That is his name.
He is сущий.
Everywhere.
Хорошее имя, кстати.
It's a good name for him. Everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
Okay. Итак, превращение, дорогие. Вы знаете, что мы с вами говорили, есть превращение, написано от славы к славе.
From glory to glory. You're with me.
Вы знаете, что есть другое превращение. От кошмара в кошмар.
From horror to horror.
There's
a minus, there's a plus. If there's good, then there's evil. That is the same fruit. And we have to understand, if I have progress towards the light, then I also have degradation or process from light to darkness as well. And so we have to understand, God, where am I? Who am I?
Некоторые из вас, дорогие мои, некоторые не говорят, у религии такое понимание,
вот
перестал, вот как говорю, этот ошибается меньше, этот ошибается больше. У религии этот
святей. У Бога этого нет.
У него есть состояние твоего сердца и несогласие твое с этим.
Мы с вами уже
говорили о грехе, о прощении,
о этих вещах.
Послушай, я не хочу ничего возвращаться. Но, дорогие мои, есть мое сердце. И ситуации, в которые я попадаю помимо моей воли. Но проблема не в том, чтобы не попасть в ситуацию или не попасть. Проблема, что решит твое сердце в этой ситуации. Вот почему ты туда попадаешь. Некоторым думают, что они туда попали, не согрешит или не упасть. Ты в эту ситуацию попал, чтобы упасть.
To fall,
и чтобы после падения
and
Бог
so after falling, God will take a step back and look. What you gonna do right now? How are you gonna talk to yourself?
Ну, большинство будут говорить.
Majority will say, oh.
Бывает.
I guess that happens.
А кто-то говорит, Бог
and someone says, God,
прости меня.
I'm so sorry.
Это не я, я не хочу.
Me, I don't want this. Every time I cry out against this, when this comes into my life, I don't want it. And God says, hey, check this out. Look how he is disconnecting himself. It's not his. Do you know that everything that happens to you is yours? That's what the devil wants you to believe and say, hey, if you made some sort of mistake or something somewhere, and they put a tag on you and say, oh, sinner, smoker, alcoholic, drug user, and whatever. Because you slipped and fell, it doesn't mean that you've turned into it.
Okay?
It's a process of transformation. The devil works on it. Sometimes years go by. These are the people that don't want to work on their heart. They make excuses for themselves. They make excuses for their mistakes. They show fists into God's face in the sky. Do you know categories of people like that? I was like that as well one time. I was shaking fists before God and I said, what? Who gave me the power to wave them? So I decided, you know what? I should shut my mouth. Because God is not everywhere only. He is almighty as well. So wisdom told me to shut my mouth because you still have a tongue to speak against God. So just shut your mouth because if he will shut it, you will not open. Be very careful what you say to heaven and thank God that nothing from above came to you sometimes because God didn't answer you. It is his mercy.
Все со мной согласны.
You all agree with me. Sometimes there are situations you're saying, God, come on! If God would get up and say, what?
Я уверен, там,
I'm sure.
Ты бы... Ну ладно.
Never mind.
В общем, тебе было плохо.
So you'd feel real bad. Let's stop on that.
Итак, дорогие.
So beloved.
Это процесс превращения.
This process of transformation, of degradation, transforming into a hybrid. Those that don't want to work on their hearts in the process, the Holy Spirit departs from them, and what remains is just a shell full of dirt, sin, and compromise.
How
I know so many people that encountered true life God and in my face told me, not, guys, it wasn't one, two, or three people, it was many, it's thousands of people. They say, so what did I believe before this? Who was I praying to before this? Oh, think about it. What was before? So, beloved, pay attention, look at your heart. Not how many times a day do I make mistakes, or I did not make mistakes, but how did my heart react to this mistake? God is not working with your sin or with your fact that you did not sin. Some people,
you know what,
not to fall once a day is worse than not
falling 10 times.
If you don't fall, Francis, you could be so full of pride and preaching how you never fall, and you could be so full of yourself. But if you fall 10 times, look at all this humbleness. An humble spirit. Ask forgiveness.
Beloved,
you have to understand that all this is an illusion and game created for one thing only. To bring here an unperfect heart and take back perfect product. What is perfection in the eyes of God? It's not sinlessness. He doesn't care about that. Perfection in the eyes of God is your heart fully under His will.
No matter what happens in my life, I thank you. No matter what sort of joy, I give you praise.
It's the
heart that doesn't pretend that it's humble. No, but it's true humbleness. This is what is written that God is searching for. This is who He wants to see. This is why such hard situations come into your life, not to destroy you, but for your heart to be trained and mature. Because some people think, why, God, why all these things happen in my life? All, everything is so bad. You don't understand. Sometimes good is bad for your heart. And sometimes riches is poison for your heart. Sometimes popularity and acceptance is horrible things for your very being. But some sort of pain is humbleness and just it's for your eternal you, not this you, physical you. More than anything, guard your heart. Matthew 23:23. A couple of scriptures. We all know them, and I'll read them. Matthew 23:23, where Jesus was speaking to Pharisees. Look, Jesus was speaking about hybrids. He wasn't saying, you're doing one thing, but you're not doing the other thing. You follow these rules, but not that. Look. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, pretenders hypocrites, for you have give tenth of mint and dill and cumin, and have... And what? Dill? Any of you have that herb at home? Let's just think about it. Cumin. He gives tenth from cumin. From dill. Herbs. What? And so he's sitting, dividing these herbs into tens. Kind of sifted a little bit. It was just cumin. He gave God cumin. Any of you like those pastries with cumin in them? Rice? Let's look at the word. It's the Bible. Jesus was not kidding. He says, you are giving the tenth from all these herbs and spices. From mint. Jesus was like... He says, everything that you could possibly give tenth from, they give tenth just to fulfill the law. Look what Jesus is saying here. And have neglected the weightier matters of laws, right and justice and mercy and fidelity. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. So over here, you fulfilling everything that is visible, but everything that is not visible, then you just totally neglect it. You can see the cumin, here we go, but you can't see fidelity, so why even bother with it? Look, let's move on.
И то нужно делать. Иисус говорит, вы правильно делаете.
Jesus says that is the right thing that you're doing, but there are other things that you should be following as well. It's not like it's a bad thing that you're giving the tenth from all your spices, but don't forget the other things. He says, you blind guides, filter out a gnat and gulping down a camel.
А верблюда проглатывает.
Beloved, in other words, he says, you filter out mosquitoes or gnats or flies, and someone sees something unclean, oh, there you go, go away. It's not a bad thing. Jesus didn't say it as a negative, but he says, but then there is this camel, and you've made a pact with it, and you gulp it down.
Ты чувствуешь гибридность?
You feel
здесь
the hybrid here.
Комара идет спор.
We're talking about there's argument about mosquitoes, and then there's a whole caravan of camels passing by, and that's sometimes our life. We're just like fight for the truth. The devil, you're not going to leave when we try to squeeze that mosquito, squeeze the life out of it. Oh, this is a situation. Over there is like a whole caravan of camels just went by, no one even noticed. Hallelujah. But we got the mosquito. Look. Move on. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, pretenders, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup, of the plate, but within... He says, you're doing everything, yeah, it looks good from the outside, it's all clean, the plates are clean, the cups are clean, but the inside, look what he says. But within they are full of extortion, praise, spoil, plunder, and grasping self-indulgence. He says, that's where dirt is, this unclean stuff, right there, you forget about it, you know? Jesus says, this is all visible, but what's inside? No one sees it. So
чисто,
it's all clean on the outside. It's all pretty.
Вот
that's where hybrid is. You see where it gets to? I am polishing myself from the outside, but Jesus says, why don't you just deal and clean yourself from the inside? Because I see you.
Вот
this is where it's horrible. Beloved, I am renouncing polishing myself from the outside if it's not the same on the inside.
I am
praying to God for him to work with our inside and not just our representative that looks good. I do a good job working on my representative. You know, it looks good. You're wonderful. Look.
Очисти сначала чашу и блюдо внутри.
First clean instead of the cup and of the plate, so that the outside may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, pretenders, hypocrites, for you are like tombs that have been whitewashed, which look beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and everything impure.
Так и вы снаружи можете показаться людям праведными, Иисус говорил, в десятку.
Just so you also outwardly seem to people to be just and upright, but inside you are full of pretense and lawlessness and iniquity.
Вот он гибрид.
This is the hybrid. From the outside is just the minister, so powerful. But inside,
не касайся.
Don't even touch that.
Поколение гибридов
Generation of hybrids is teaching about tolerance. Tolerance is a variation of love of hybrids. Have you seen this? They say, they preach, oh, he is going against everyone. He is pouring out dirt on everyone. We all need to come together, just have peace, and Jesus is calling. He calls him this pit of vipers. What religion calls peace and tolerance, it's the same thing as viper's nest. In the original it says children, that means there's different denominations, different generations. It says that God takes different types of snakes and places them into like one bucket, like viper's nest. That's what religion calls tolerance and acceptance amongst brothers. You all understand it now. And they call it love. We all have to come together for this table of negotiation and everyone sitting doing this.
There's
this table full of... I'm not speaking about it. Everyone, I'm saying that the things that I've encountered. You start speaking the truth, they're like, because of peace? No. We're not saying this. We're not speaking about where, who is crawling where, or how many different snake types are here. We're all here together in peace and unity in this bucket.
Okay? We have peace here.
Добро пожаловать к нам.
Welcome.
Смотри.
Look.
Они учат толерантности.
They teach tolerance.
Это вариант любви.
That's their variation of love.
Учение толерантности и коммунии заражено
Teaching of tolerance, combination of this has been
которые абсолютно не понимают.
Infiltrated into the church. They teach the love and they totally don't understand. It's toothless generation. Because they don't understand. Who is the truth? What is the truth? Their truth is in constant move and transformation depending on their circumstances. Today this brother will be
someone's place
with horror and gnashing of teeth, pulling out gum out of someone's mouth because he is chewing the time of worship when the choir is singing. I saw it with my own eyes, and right here, at the same time, this brother
машину,
is ruining a car
дешевле.
At a dealer's auction, so it will go
Настоящая
cheaper. It's a true story.
Дорогие, у меня этих историй много.
Beloved, I have many of these stories. I'm just telling you stories that happened right here. It's like squeezing the mosquito out. And total, at the auction, what? Isn't that the house of God as well?
Или там, где-то там...
Or somewhere...
На welfare, где мы
welfare,
все правду,
where all of us speak the truth,
say,
if nothing but the truth, no one ever lied. Everyone receives as much as they require.
У них все плохие машины.
They all have bad cars.
У них нет хороших домов.
They don't have good houses.
Приход весь сообщает.
They say everything that they get paid. What? Did I touch something? Right. Okay.
Они такие. Сижу один не говорю.
Sometimes, one time I was sitting there, this guy says, they're just telling me all these things. You can't live like that. I'm telling him that's this is the things that for people that just come to America, not for you. You're gonna just steal it. It's for the ones that just came to America because they were running away from bad things. Whatever the social programs gave him, the state social programs gave him, it's enough for a moment just to put pants on and just and eat something for a moment. The welfare program is not a lifetime support system. That doesn't mean you're gonna have three houses where you can dine in.
И поэтому тебе невыносимо жить с этими гадами. Ты еще и отмазался.
You know, you're trying to make up excuses.
И вынуждает меня эта нечистая система обмана.
And this unclean system is making me lie.
Мы себя оправдаем всегда.
We always make excuses for ourselves.
Мы с собой тогда говорили.
We all make a pact with ourselves.
Потому поэтому у этих людей истина постоянно
движется. That is why with these people, their truth is always moving.
Истина это то, что они в данный момент считают истиной.
They consider true at the moment.
Должно подняться, дорогие мои, радикальное,
Beloved,
как бескомпромиссное,
a radical, uncompromising generation has to rise up that will stop lying to themselves.
Вы слышите, дорогие?
You hear me, beloved, what I'm saying about?
Не надо,
talking about you.
Не надо, знаете, многие говорят, не лги.
Many people say, do not lie.
Те, кто внутри уже себя залгали полностью.
The ones that lie, they usually have lied to the fullest inside of themselves. If you clean the cup from the inside, stop lying to yourself, so you will not lie to others. You will stop yourself. Even if you will make a mistake, you will sit in your car and you will talk to yourself. What is it that, what the heck did you do today? And you're sitting there driving here, I don't know, and you're speaking to yourself right now. And again, you're saying, we've talked about this before. And you're like, yeah, we did. I did promise that I'm not going to do that. You know what? You have to talk to yourself. And when the Holy Spirit then will not speak to you because you took care of everything yourself.
Okay?
Look. There's a radical generation that has to rise up without compromise. It will stop lying to themselves. That will draw this line between black and white, between lie and truth. People that themselves will say, God, you know what? I'd want to, but you know what? I first of all need to cleanse my mouth, God. If you show me people and you... praying out, who will go for us?
Против,
I'm really I'm not against that, but I also have unclean lips. And God will give you the burning coal. Says, here I am, I have purified you. Now you can go.
Remember, beloved, making mistakes and falling is one thing, but accepting dirt and living with sin every day is completely different. God cannot partner with you for his kingdom if you're a hybrid. This is why this mixture cannot be used, because hybrids have no standards. They don't have clear outlines. They absolutely lack honor, because they dictate things the way that they want them to be. Beloved, I'm just asking right now. I'm finished. Let's get up.
I'm just asking you guys, my family. Stop lying to yourself. I understand this might not be popular, my preaching, and...